From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria accused Turkey of an act of aggression after Turkish forces crossed into Syrian territory to rescue 40 soldiers. The soldiers were attempting to protect the remains of Suleiman Shah, the grandfather of the founder of the Ottoman Empire. Islamic State militants had surrounded the area in recent months. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
Hundreds of soldiers, supported by nearly 100 tanks and armored vehicles, along with fighter jets, traveled nearly 30 kilometers into Syria, but no clashes were reported. The forces returned to Turkish territory Sunday. One soldier died in what was described as an accident. He said Turkish forces took control of an area of Syria, raising the Turkish flag, where Suleiman Shah will later be transferred. Under a 1921 treaty with Syria, Turkey claims a small part of Syrian territory for a mausoleum for Suleiman Shah, which is protected by Turkish soldiers. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Two people were killed Sunday in a bomb explosion in the Ukrainian-held city of Kharkiv. The blast went off as government supporters there and elsewhere marked the one-year anniversary of the overthrow of the country's pro-Kremlin president, Viktor Yanukovych. A young girl killed herself and five others Sunday in the latest suicide bombing in the northeastern part of Nigeria. That's the region where government troops are battling insurgents from the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. Witnesses described the girl as being no more than 8 years old and said she had set off the bomb at a checkpoint at a market in Podiskum where phones are sold and repaired. No one claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Militants loyal to the Islamic State group are claiming responsibility for bombing the empty residence of Iran's ambassador to Libya. No one was injured today in the central Tripoli attack. Iran condemned the blasts, according to Iranian state media. A foreign ministry spokeswoman said the bombs caused minor structural damage. New U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter visited southern Afghanistan today to review plans to withdraw U.S. troops from the country within 2 years. On his second day in Afghanistan, Carter flew to Kandahar from Kabul. He there met with Afghan leaders and American military commanders. Carter is to receive briefings from military commanders on the progress in training Afghan security forces. Carter said the United States is rethinking details of its mission in Afghanistan, including whether to slow down the withdrawal of U.S. troops. The top U.S. diplomat and his Iranian counterpart are meeting in Switzerland today in an attempt to reach an agreement on Iran's nuclear program by a March 31st deadline. John Kerry and Mohammad Javad Zarif are joining the talks that have already begun in Geneva between Iran's Atomic Energy Organization chief Ali Akbar Salehi and U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz. The round of discussions between the U.S. and Iranian diplomats and energy officials is aimed at helping resolve ongoing technical disputes standing in the way of an agreement between Iran and the six world powers known as the P5 plus one. Dozens of passengers were killed today when a ferry boat collided with a cargo ship in Bangladesh. Authorities say at least 30 people were killed and about 50 rescued after the ferry capsized on the Padma River. The search for passengers continues. Officials are estimating about 100 people were on board the ferry. A Kuwait appeals court today sentenced an opposition leader to 2 years in jail on charges of insulting the country's ruler. The charges stem from a speech Musalam al-Barak gave in 2012, saying a new electoral law would favor supporters of Sheikh Sabah Ahmed al-Sabah, the Western-backed leader. Kuwaiti citizens held mass protests in 2012 following the implementation of the new electoral law. Police in the Maldives have arrested former President Mohamed Nasheed, accusing him of illegally detaining a senior judge more than 3 years ago when he was in power. Mr. Nasheed was arrested at his house today in Male. As he was being arrested, hundreds of his supporters fought with police, who fired bursts of tear gas at them. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.